You are now in the Casa de les Señoretes, or the Casa Boisch Molinet. Don't be confused by its current location, or by whether it's on a corner or on a downward slope. History oozes through every wall of this house. To get to know and better understand this house of medieval origin, yes, that's right, medieval origin, we must go back, way back, to the time of the Order of Montesa. To facilitate this trip back in time, here's a brief summary of the history of Les Coves de Vinromain, the small Muslim town that gave rise to the origin of Les Coves de Vinromain was conquered by Jaume I. Jaume I then ceded Les Coves to his nephew, Balasc of Alagó. Balasc, in turn, gave it to the Order of Calatrava as a means of squaring up the ugly matter of a number of outstanding debts. After this, the Order of Calatrava handed it over to Artal of Alagó, who finally granted a town charter to Les Coves. We are now in the year 1281. But our time traveling isn't over yet. From Artal of Alagó, the town was passed on to Jaume II, and then to the Knights Templar, and finally, to tie up this loose bunch of spaghetti, it ends up in the hands of the Order of Montesa. It is now 1319. The Grand Master of the Order of Montesa was a fellow named Pere de Tous. It was he who brought stability to the town's very existence by promoting the creation of the town walls to protect the population. You are now facing one of the limits of the perimeter of the medieval city. It is most likely that on this downward slope, the town limits of medieval Les Coves were established. We happen to know this thanks to some well-preserved documents from the time that speak of the wall and of an oil and grape mill located in the basement of Casa Boisch Molinet. On that very wall, the foundations of this house were built, or dropped. The house was organized as follows. Basement, first floor, second floor. If you come in close and have a look at the basement, you will see that a recent renovation was made in order to prevent its collapse. Specifically, you will see an old mill that has been enabled. If you look carefully, you can see it through the window. This was the storage and treatment area for olives and grapes. The house itself grows inwards. On the first floor, there were several bedrooms, a dining room, a library, a kitchen, and a stable. On the next floor, there were more bedrooms and a roof terrace. This was where the servants lived. Les Señoretes, the young ladies for whom this house was named, were the descendants of doctor and surgeon Boisch Molinet. That is why his name endures. The Boisch Molinet family used this house as a vacation residence. Miguel Marcelino Boisch Molinet was born in Les Coves in 1646, but throughout his entire career he practiced medicine in Madrid, where he became personal physician to Felipe V. This was not an easy task. After all, if he failed to cure the king, he himself would die. Now, it should be noted here that this king, Felipe V, was a truly difficult patient. For example, he believed he was a frog and, in fact, had not bathed in 10 years. He suffered from what today we understand to be mental illness. Nonetheless, Dr. Miguel Marcelino Boisch Molinet would go down in history as a magnificent defender of science in medicine. While today this seems only reasonable, in the 17th century, careful, methodical practice based on science was not a consideration. Operations, for example, were performed by barbers. Boisch Molinet defended the notion that a doctor must be steeped in science and practice accordingly. He argued against purging and bloodletting, and of course against barbers performing operations. He himself was one of the first doctors and surgeons in Spain, something that at the time was most unusual. If you are curious about his career, we highly recommend his book, Hippocrates Defended. So, now we have seen the house, traveled back in time to the Middle Ages, and talked about medicine. And now, the visit continues. We'll be waiting for you at our next place of interest.